the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. They are involved in so many productions and some that are outside and easy to get to and fun. And we are joined by Lacey Kusha. She's the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra Senior Director of Advancement and Strategic Engagement. That sounds like a lot of work and responsibility. The title, that's a long title.
Yeah, it is a long title. It is a long title. Basically, it means that I handle everything public facing for the organization. So our fundraising, our marketing, our engagement events, mm-hmm. everything that sort of brings new people into the organization.
You're very good at this. I mean, you've been doing this for 10 years, right?
Yeah. I've been with the orchestra for a little more than a decade. I've done lots of different jobs there. And this is sort of what it has culminated in for me.
Including raising a lot of money. You put a team together to raise $3 million.
Mm-hmm. Every year we raise between $3 and $3.5 million. Wow. The joy of being a nonprofit organization is that we're driven mostly by individual and some corporate and a little bit of government contributions to accompany sort of the ticket sales so that our ticket sales aren't extra high.
Yeah, so you can keep them affordable so everybody can enjoy. And it's been around for 50 years now, right?
We'll be celebrating our 50th anniversary next season, starting in September.
Yeah, and the music director's been there for quite a while and almost getting ready to retire.
Yeah, that's right. He's been with us for 20 years. We're celebrating his final season this spring. His last concert will be in May. And he's got three sort of public performances between now and then and a big gala. So we're doing a lot to sort of honor him and the 20 years that he spent with the orchestra and the incredible organization that he has really helped us become.
Yeah, Jeffrey Kahane, right?
That's correct, yeah.
He's a pianist also. Is he the conductor also?
He is, yeah. Uh-huh. He is an extraordinary pianist and a conductor and mm-hmm. a teacher. He actually also teaches at USC and has other posts sort of throughout the country. Mm-hmm. And he often does with us what is called play conducting, which means he performs at the piano and conducts the orchestra at the same time. Wow. So actually in that final performance in May, he will be play conducting a Mozart piano concerto, which is something he's become quite known for at Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra.
Right. He's got quite a reputation. So he has big shoes to fill when he does retire. And your husband, he plays the trumpet?
He's a trumpet player around town, yeah. Uh-huh.
Music is your life then.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this is the way. I was a musician growing up. I majored in French horn at the University of Colorado. And this was for me a way to really be deeply involved in the musical world without having to play scales. So I was never the best at practicing, but really love the art form. So, yeah. And for both of us, this is a great way to continue to be involved. That's my background.
This must be a fun place to work. You must love going to work.
Definitely. I mean, it's really exciting to be around extraordinary musicians and the kind of programs that we do. We have incredible education programs, so bringing music to kids and to schools, into the community for free performances and all sorts of things. It's great to be part of such a vibrant organization in Los Angeles, which is such a vibrant cultural city right now and has become really, you know, starting to be known as the creative capital, certainly of the United States, if not the world.
Right. We have so many diverse types of entertainment here. Also.
That's right.
And so people are involved. In fact, you were talking about one of the free shows, concerts. One is coming up on March 24th, right? At the Bank of America Plaza.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a concert in partnership with Arts Brookfield. It's a free performance. It will be a quartet of Laco musicians, string quartet, so four players. And they actually will be playing the music of Jimi Hendrix. It's part of an art installation that Arts Brookfield has done with the artist John Van Hammersveld and has had four different composers or songwriters from Beethoven, Mozart, John Lennon, and then Jimi Hendrix will be the last.
It's classical John Lennon and Hendrix. Right?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that.
You know, I think the incredible thing about music is that you can love all different genres no matter what one thing you're most involved with. Mm-hmm. And our musicians, actually, it's pretty extraordinary. Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra musicians not only perform with the orchestra doing sort of your standard classical repertoire, but also perform in movie and music studios around town. So they're on scores of all of your favorite movies. They have played alongside rock musicians, pop musicians, jazz musicians, really every kind of genre. And so it makes us really uniquely able to do a performance like this one on the 24th, where they're playing the music of Jimi Hendrix, which you don't hear that often on an orchestra stage, I would say. But this will be a really great performance. And there also is a farmer's market that day at the Bank of America Plaza. So it's a great opportunity to just come down, get some free music, grab a bite to eat, and hang out with some friends.
Also, you've got, is it Acoustic Caffeine, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Acoustic Caffeine shows.
Yeah, that's right. So LACO and Arts Brookfield have partnered to do another series of free performances. It's at a different one of their buildings at Figueroa at Wilshire. It is the third Wednesday of every month. And Arts Brookfield provides free coffee and we provide music. Again, it's chamber musicians. So it's maybe two, three or four musicians at any given time playing a wide array of music. It's free. Can drop in, stop by. It starts at 1 p.m. on the third Wednesday of every month.
Right, right. So April 19th would be one of the shows. It's the same week every month.
That's right. Yeah. All the way through next November.
Yeah. And that's one way to get introduced to the orchestra. You know, that's one way that you can get introduced and see what other amazing shows happen. Do you want to tell us about some of the others?
Yes. So tonight actually was a performance at UCLA's Royce Hall. We will have the world premiere of a work by a local female composer named Julia Adolph, who is really wonderful. Also, we have the soprano Sasha Cook joining us and a pianist, John Kimura Parker. So the concert includes music by Brahms and Mozart and Julia Adolph, and it's going to be a really fabulous performance. And then in April, we have a concert that's really going to be very extraordinary. It's Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Mm-hmm. It is a performance that our music director does sort of uniquely. It's considered a discover format is what we call it. Mm-hmm. And it means that he does, in the first half of the concert, he does a sort of musical tour of the piece and the influences on the piece and things maybe that Beethoven's Ninth has influenced with excerpts and work by the orchestra and work by the Los Angeles Master Chorale. And then the second half of the performance is a full program of Beethoven's Ninth Symphony with the Los Angeles Master Chorale and LACO performers and some soloists. So it's going to be a really fabulous evening.
And you have a listing also if you want to find out all the performances coming up on the site.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can go to our website. It's laco.org. That's LACO.org. And all of our concerts are on there. The Acoustic Caffeine is also on there and the Jimi Hendrix concert at Bank of America Plaza and all of our performances for the rest of the season. And really next season, as you mentioned, we're launching our 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
And the season's going to kick off with the incredible violin virtuoso Joshua Bell. So that will be a concert not to be missed.
Do you go by LACO too?
Because
that's kind of like the short version, Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. It's easier to say LACO, right?
It is. It is much easier to say LACO.
Yeah. Has it always been LACO? I mean, or before, was it more formal?
You know, in the very beginning, it was more formal. I think the organization actually started as the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra Society.
Right.
And since has become much more informal.
Yeah.
And our, you know, our tagline is making great music personal. And so LACO really goes with that very well. And we do a lot to make sure that the audience gets opportunities to interact with our musicians because that's what's exciting about the organization.
Yes, it is one of the finest orchestras in the United States and America. And that was a name so by Public Radio International.
That's right.
They said, you guys are the best. Tell us what's so magical about LACO.
Sure. Being in a very unique city of Los Angeles creates an opportunity for musicians that is not really available in other places because our musicians have what I would consider day job in the movie and music studios around town. They are professional musicians. They perform every kind of music, and they will often tell me that the studio work is 90% of their paycheck, but Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra is 90% of their passion.
Right.
And so it's an opportunity for them to come together, create some of the music that they really, truly love, work with each other in a creative environment, and the product is really special that way. They enjoy working together, and you can hear it in what they play. And because of their work in the studios, it also means that they are each incredibly versatile as musicians. They can play every genre of music and do play every genre of music, and that's not typical of an orchestral musician. And something that's unique about a chamber orchestra is we're 40 members, so a philharmonic or a symphony orchestra can often be up to 100 members. We're just 40, which might seem small, but actually what it is 40 virtuoso musicians coming together. So it's really like they're each a soloist in their own right. And so it's still incredibly rich and vibrant music.
And different genres.
Yeah.
Like you said, they can all do that, which probably helps them also when they're working in the movies, you know, because you said that's one of the things that LACO does is, you know, take part in films that you see. Can you name one of the films that people have seen that?
Certainly. Yeah. Well, our musicians are featured on probably any film that's done in Los Angeles that you can think of.
Uh-huh.
But specifically the new Star Wars film, many of them were a part of the orchestra that recorded the music to many of the Star Wars movies, but definitely the most recent. They've been on films including Indiana Jones. They're on TV shows like House of Cards. Mm-hmm. Pretty much anywhere where there's an orchestra helping record, you'll find some of Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra musicians a part of that orchestra.
They have an international reputation.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'd love for listeners to check out our concerts and events, again, at laco.org. We also have a Facebook page. We're on Twitter and Instagram. You can see all about what we do there. We'd love to see you at the concert tonight, again, at Royce Hall. Starts at 7 p.m. And next Friday, the 24th, at Bank of America Plaza for a free performance with the music of Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. Yeah. We all know those tunes. And then the concert tonight is great to explore. Thank you for the versatility, you know, for bringing so much culture to our city.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. This is really has been a joy to join you today and to talk about Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra.
Thanks for your dedication to the orchestra. Lacey Husho with us.